We are reconvening the Appropriations Committee today. We had a recess while we did all of our formalities of session and assigned legislation. Upon this reconvening, I, as the chair, am going to talk to the clerk. Is it okay for me to appoint another member of this committee to act as chair in my stead? Okay. I'd like to ask Congressman Big Horse to act as chair. Our vice chair is Congressman Potts, but he is acting as our budget analyst for Congress right now, and he needs to join in the debate of this resolution. So I'm the sponsor, and Congressman Big Horse, you have the floor as chair.
Okay, committee, you've heard the discussion going on, and there's some definitions and some numbers that we need to look at, so I'm going to turn it over to sponsor.
Okay, we're discussing the ONCR 1818, the resolution to approve the annual revenue projection of the Osage Nation. It needs some updates. We had a discussion earlier this morning. For the listening public right now, we received the document last night, probably somewhere around 7:30, that updates this projection. Chief Standing Bear, I understand that you might have the treasurer, Sam Alexander, on the phone, that he might want to join this discussion with us.
He's en route.
He's en route?
He's en route.
En route, okay. Do you want to put him on the table on your speakerphone here so he can listen to this discussion? Okay.
So I understand.
Hello?
Hey, Sam, are you on speakerphone with the committee? And I'm going to put you on the table here. And one of the issues that's going to come up is removing from non-tribal revenue IDC and space costs. And you had referred in a conversation a few minutes ago that that had been done in the past.
Yes, it has.
Could you address that, please? Any other questions the committee may have? Thank you.
Good morning, Mr. Treasurer Alexander. This is Maria Whitehorn. And I'm acting like the chair again, but Scott, Congressman Big Horse is the chair. I'll back off.
Good morning. Good morning, Sam. You've heard the quagmire that we're in. So what's your take on the projected revenue numbers?
Good morning, Chairman Big Horse and members of the committee. I apologize for this medical thing I've got coming up, and I also apologize for this horrible road between Skytook and Barmsdall. I'm going, 35 miles an hour. A couple of years ago, we had a controller named Jack Hogg. I don't remember if was in on this or not, but I believe Mr. Potts was when he worked for the Congress. And this the issue of IDC came up, and the guys thought that it was new revenue, and it was not. Actually, not a new source of cash. It's merely shifting, and I think space costs are the same way. It's merely shifting out of one, it's income in one budget and it's expense in another budget. So it has a zeroing effect, and it does not increase available cash. And I think Mr. Potts is in the room. He'll probably remember that very well. And again, I don't remember if Mr. Zahn was in on that or not, but I do remember Mr. Cobb and Mr. Potts trying to do that. And so it's a common mistake, I believe. You just have to sit down and when you're in defense of the people putting these numbers together, when they sit down, there's an awful lot of math in the room, and this is just one of the things that it's a mistake. You can creep out of these things, but my position is that it's not an increase in cash. I hope that answers your question.
Thank you. May I follow up?
Yes.
Thank you, Mr. Bigwood. Hey, Sam.
Can you hear me?
So you're saying that it may be revenue under the definitions that we work with, but looking at it from what available cash there is.
No, I'm not. I'm saying that it's already built into the budgets, or it's already built into the budgets. But it's a if a department.
Well, let me restate that. Are we counting IDC twice?
I think that if you're isolating it, we might be. I obviously don't have the numbers in front of me, but it's a very good possibility you're counting it twice.
And the treasurer, I mean, the contributor. Well, you might have any questions.
Mr. Chair, I would agree with the treasurer. It's not additional income. That is the agreement that myself, Mr. Cobb, I believe Dr. Shaw, as chair of appropriations at the time, was in agreement with that. I believe the assistant chief at the time was included in some of those discussions. Congressman Whitehorn was in on those discussions. Congressman Edwards was in on those discussions. That's been the practice for many previous fiscal years. IDC and Space Cost are not included in the projection because that's revenue derived from expenditures that we're already projecting and expending. It's not additional revenue on the top.
I don't know if the treasurer's excuse me, sir.
Well, I'm all for backing out Space Cost and the IDC total out of the line under restricted, the line C. I think that you have a total. Can you get a total of what the exact amount is that needs to be backed out of that number?
Congressman,
Mr. Chair, I believe we can get to that number. If you look here, what I suggest, here is ONCR 1811 as it stands with $106 million in projected revenue. What I suggest we do in this special session is move the $5 million additional dollars in tribal gaming from the gaming distribution. This number from the Tax Commission I don't believe has changed. The $850,000 in interest income on the permanent fund I believe should remain constant. This 3.7 number, projected program and other income that was communicated by the treasurer in March of this year, $3.7 million, needs to change. And I agree that needs to change. That number moves daily. But this number is inclusive of program and other income, less space cost and IDC. So I believe that that's the number that we need to derive at, and it's, from my understanding, going to be in this document here, communication 18-525, it's going to be the tribal amount, less the gaming distribution, less the interest income, less the tax commission, but plus the remaining revenue in miscellaneous C after IDC and space costs are taken up. I know that's hard to visualize, so this number is going to be around 4.3. So you'll end up with a projected revenue around 112,000 or 112 million. My apologies. In addition, you have the increase in third party collections, which I do believe needs to change.
Yes.
Your permanent fund needs to remain constant at 30 million per as original. Those are the changes that I believe that we need to make. And I don't have those numbers. I believe we can get to them very quickly through spreadsheets that are
the non-tribal revenue of 33,748,000. We need to change that.
Yes, that number will change as well.
Right. Which is, do you want me to tell you what it is?
Go for it.
May I?
Yes.
$33,748,952.
Yeah, Sam, we're on your conceding chart.
Congresswoman,
just hold on.
I understand what we just did, and I can come into agreement with those amendments to this projected revenue. So, as a sponsor, I can do this if this is what this committee wants to do.
Chairman, I could support that as well. I would like to hear from the treasurer on the $850,000 deviation. I think we should at least consider if there's a reasonable reason why. If he can explain it, then maybe that needs to go to the 2.2 as submitted in the latest submission.
Question?
Mr. Chair, I would agree with Speaker Walker. In the communication provided, and I believe we have the treasurer back on the phone. Mr. Alexander, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Okay. In the letter dated yesterday, for the permanent fund, the new balance is $32,214,239. So roughly $2.2 million in excess of where Congress believes it should be. Can you speak to that number?
I certainly can. It's, I'm going to say 2 weeks ago, Congresswoman Whitehorn and I met, and we discussed the retained revenue fund, and we both had our views on the language in the bill, and so the what it amounts to is that new we agreed to put, I'm thinking it was $2.3 million in there for fiscal year 17. And that's what the excess is. That money is, that was put in that fund not long after she and I spoke, and it accounts for the difference, and it's in the retained revenue fund. So the permanent fund is in addition to the retained revenue fund, and together they comprise that number you're asking me about.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
So let me clarify, Sam, because I was involved with a conversation about the retained revenue fund. The document that I'm reading, though, it appears with these totals presented this way that all of the $32.2 million is in the permanent fund. We have two separate fund balances here, don't we? We have a $30 million permanent fund, and then the $2.2 is in the retained revenue fund. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am. That's true.
Okay, so it's just represented that that's all in the permanent fund.
Right.
Which may not be a correct representation.
I think for purposes of what you're doing today, you could consider $30 million in the permanent fund and the residue in the retained revenue fund. You'd be pretty accurate.
Okay, thank you, because that was giving me, I didn't understand that total.
Question?
Yes, ma'am.
So why wouldn't we add, if the permanent fund is if we carry that in the following year's projected revenue, why wouldn't we just add a $2.2 million in the retained revenue fund and add it as a line and identify it that way? Mm-hmm. And keep the $850,000 as interest income, which is projected anyway.
Question?
Can you repeat that question, please?
Sorry. If you don't mind, that was Speaker Walker speaking, and basically he was saying that he would prefer to see the permanent fund say $30 million and the retained revenue fund be another additional line of restricted revenue claiming the $2.2 million. So it would be a more clear representation, and I agree that it does need to be a more clear representation there. But thank you for explaining that to me, because I didn't, when it says it was all in the permanent fund, it caused questions.
Right.
Okay?
Right. I agree with both of you.
Okay, all right, thank you.
Any other questions?
So, if Congressman Potts would give a recap of the numbers that we could come to that we could agree on, and you could hear him, I would like that.
Okay.
Okay, since you're back on the line.
Congressman Potts.
right, I can work back through this. Following the same model of how we arrived at ONCR 1811, the new projected program and other income total that creates the function of tribal revenue, or the definition of tribal revenue, the number we're seeking is that total projected for other and program income. So I believe that total should be the combination of your projection of program and other income plus the miscellaneous number contained in your memo from yesterday, less space cost and IDC. So what I've done here...
Okay, go ahead.
So it's difficult for you to see, but what I've done here for the committee, this is now a function of this math here. So your program and other income as your projection from yesterday is $2,672,803. That added with the total of 11,369,731 less whatever these two numbers are. I don't have them exactly, but whatever these two numbers are is going to give you this number. My proposal is that the total amount for program and other income is these two numbers added together. The current projection for program and other income and miscellaneous income, less space cost, less IDC. Once we have this number, I propose that it's plugged into the tribal revenue line, which will give you a new number. Again, so these are made up. This is a hypothetical number. I don't know these two numbers. But once we get there, this is it. Now, the committee has expressed interest in adding a line for retained revenue at $2,215,239. Gives you a total projected revenue, excuse me, of $121,655,000.
Mr. Fox, when we were speaking earlier before I got cut off, I don't know where I got cut off, but do you recall a similar situation when we had a controller by the name of Chad Cobb and you were the legislative budget analyst?
Yes, sir. And we were cut off, but I'm in total agreement, and I elaborated on that. There were multiple people involved in that decision.
Is this the same scenario we're talking about?
Yes, sir.
Okay, that's what I was thinking, and I that being the case, I agree with you. Of course, I'm not here. I'm following some big truck, and what I've been able to follow this conversation, I'm in agreement with.
Could you jump in,
Chief?
Yes,
Troy Thompson. Yes.
I'm good with that. I'll just make it work from a county standpoint.
So as the sponsor that needs to make some amendments to the bill, you're highlighted 8 million and 2.3. Do we need to get a better number than that, or is that a number?
We can have a more precise number.
We can get a precise number, but it's just an estimate anyway. So if you guys want to go with that number, it's close enough. The difference would be immaterial.
Thank you.
I can work on getting us just a little bit closer.
Okay, it's time for us to recess this meeting again because Commerce is going to start in 8 minutes. And maybe he can work on getting a number and I can come to the table with amendments or a committee substitute the next time we reconvene and we can pass it out. So that would be my wish to do. If there's any other input or suggestions, I'm willing to hear them.
Anything from the members?
Mr. Chairman, Ms. Rebard can give us almost the precise numbers that we have come up with. It will be a moving target throughout the year, but
Chief? Mr. Big Horse, members of the committee, you know, I normally don't get involved at this level. The team's been working really hard, and we appreciate you working with us. I perceived there was some communications or different views that could slow us down, and so my presence is to facilitate the information and to come to a resolution we can all agree upon that you can approve and I can sign. And I can report back that once we know what that is, that the work we've been doing to reduce the executive branch gives us, we can present some numbers to you. I think the committee will be satisfied. We're working very hard on that once we know what this is.
Congresswoman, do you have any other questions?
No, thank you, Chief Standing Bear, for you and your staff being cooperative in this effort. I appreciate it.
If I can work with Ms. Rebard, were you able to see what I just did on the board?
Yes, sir.
Are you, were you close on these numbers?
Yes, sir.
Very close, or how?
Well, we made some changes that may not be reflected.
Yeah, that's correct. You want to make them now, or if you want to recess and we'll work on it, your call.
Gaming is the first items on the agenda. I don't see them here just yet, so.
They are here.
They're
standing outside.
Yeah, they're, okay.
They've been here for about 30 minutes.
I think we have 5 minutes left. I think we can get this amended and,
yes, sir,
and pushed out the door.
Mr. Chair, if I can show the committee what I've done, we can be in somewhat agreement.
Can I have an amendment sheet?
We agree that this is the course of action to take. We're taking this number, the 11,369,000, which is their miscellaneous income number, and deducted the amounts that I have for space costs, being at, space costs is the only entity that's funding Tribal Works. That's how Tribal Works operates. So I took the $2.5 million number, which was the original projection from the executive branch. So I've deducted that number here.
Can I interrupt right quick? Just, if we're talking about Tribal Works, where is it listed, the $2.5 million, where is it listed in their budget under revenue?
I believe it's under other.
Does that show up on this revenue sheet? Under non-tribal, no? So it doesn't show up. So we're just.
What budget do you want to see?
I would just, he was referencing Tribal Works, okay?
Correct.
So, and that's funded fully by IDC?
By space cost.
Space cost.
Just flip over to your big spreadsheet again and go to Tribal Works.
So it would be there. This
right there.
Budget.
Yeah, there, under other.
Under other.
So it's accounted for.
So it's accounted for, but it won't, it's not.
Not listed, not listed as revenue on the annual projected revenue.
And it will not be counted as, it will not be counted against them.
Okay, yeah, that's gonna eliminate a lot of confusion.
Okay, so new number.
From a non-accounting standpoint.
This has changed slightly. This number here. And your IDC total. Okay. It's a little bit smaller than what I was able to calculate, but I believe it's because budget reductions have already been made on your side. So my question to the executive branch at this point, does that put your IDC balance in jeopardy?
No.
Okay. Then that's my main cause for concern at that point. If
we're tracking it real close.
Okay. I mean, that's, we got to keep an eye on that. So if that's the number that you all believe is good, that's the number that we're going to shoot for the remainder of the budgetary session. So that would leave the remainder of 793,000. I would propose that number is added with the projection of 2.67 from yesterday for a total of 3.4 million. 3.4 million is then added in to tribal revenue. So your total here are 51,616,000. That includes the 5 million additional from gaming, leaving the tax commission projection at $2.3 million. Excuse me. Leaving $850,000 in interest income that will be swept from the permanent fund into projected, or into the general fund, and your new number derived here from program and other income with restricted revenue. I believe that needs to read third-party billing. At 3.8 million, permanent fund at 30, retained revenue at 2.2, and non-tribal revenue, which is your federal and state, at the $33.7 million. Giving you a total projected revenue of $121
million. Wow. Any questions?
Waiting. I'm writing the amendment and I'm waiting on your numbers. I'm almost finished. I about have this amendment written. Help me though here. We're not using anything on miscellaneous. That whole category is not going in on this resolution. Is that correct, Mr. Potts?
That would be my recommendation.
Right. And so on the permanent fund portion, should we add a C and state retained revenue fund at the $2,214,239?
If that's the recommendation of the committee, yes.
Before I write it in as an amendment, do you guys want to include that in this?
Yes.
Yes.
Do we need a motion on it?
Well, I'm making all of the. And it's 11 o'clock.
You're just going to make one big amendment.
I'm going to make one big amendment to change this all at one time, so I'm writing it all out.
Omnibus, I believe, is the word for that.
Okay. So let me see where I am. Multi-year funding agreement. All right. And so now we need to insert at line 61. C, retained revenue. And then line 63, adjust total. 63, adjust total. Okay. Okay, Ms.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Mr. Potts, what am I putting? What's the total number I'm putting on tribal? Please, so I can write it in here.
51,616,000. 386.
What is my insert on non-tribal, please?
33,748,952.
Already got the third party income.
At 3.8.
I'm inserting 3.8. And I'm inserting a retained revenue of $2,214,239. And on line 63, I'm adjusting totals.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
I move to amend ONCR 1818 as follows. Page 1, line 53, strike 51,877,068 and insert 51,616,000 $386. Line 55, strike $25,969,000. $25,969,656. And insert $33,748,952. Line 58, strike IHS multi-year funding agreement, $3,700,000, and insert health clinic third-party income, $3,800,000. Line 61, insert C, retained revenue, $2,214,239, and line 63, adjust the total.
Okay. I have a motion on the floor and a second. All in favor? Discussion?
Are you ready to vote?
All in favor?
All in favor?
Yes.
Yes.
Motion passed.
Okay. Thank you. I'd move to report ONCR 1818 to Congress with a due pass recommendation.
Second. I have a motion and a second. Discussion? Seeing none, all in favor?
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Congresswoman Whitman.
Move to adjourn.
Second. I have a motion to adjourn and a second. All in favor?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. We're adjourned. All right. We are.